Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. This is Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio, news-related subjects in light of the Bible. And now, here's your commentator, Ray Brubaker.
Thank you, and again we send greetings to our friends everywhere. But today marks the 500th broadcast. Many of you do not know the circumstances under which this broadcast originated. Though having been employed as a newscaster in Chicago in the 1940s, when we dropped that first atomic bomb on Hiroshima that killed more than 100,000, the Lord definitely led us to resign from radio to go into the highways and byways and proclaim the message, "Prepare to meet thy God." That was the origin of the Cathedral Caravan Ministry. Beloved, with the ushering in of this nuclear age, we could understand something of the graphic descriptions of the Bible that picture great devastations taking place in the end time. Isaiah describes the earth as reeling to and fro like a drunkard, being clean dissolved. Malachi warns of the day that shall burn as an oven, and all the proud, yea, and all that do wickedly, shall be as stubble. My friends, what a message we have in this crisis hour! When the Lord healed us from a serious illness and definitely called us back to the radio ministry, we knew He wanted us to sound forth the midnight cry. The hour is growing late when instead of reaching the few in the highways and byways, He would have us to expand this message worldwide. It is in view of atomic bombs and missiles threatening our cities that Dr. Herbert Lockyer writes, "Do you not think that the alarm must be sounded? Is it not time to warn this mad, blind, doomed world that the hours of grace are passing with alarming swiftness? Suddenly," says Dr. Lockyer, "destruction will overtake this unbelieving and deluded world unless it is aroused and made to repent for its sins. May urgency prevail and compel us to sound the solemn warning of judgment to come." Well, from the scriptures, we believe that China, Japan, and India will all play a dominant role in the end time leading up to Armageddon. In Revelation, we are told of the rise of the kings of the East, who will be on the move. Daniel 2 speaks of the final world conflict when one of the military forces is described as coming out of the East. The ruler of Daniel chapter 11, we're told, is troubled by tidings out of the East. Thus, my friends, we believe that what we are seeing today has been prophesied. Trends are taking place which indicate that these are the last days, and that Jesus is soon to come. The Bible tells us, as it was in the days of Lot, when it rained fire and brimstone out of heaven and destroyed them all, even thus shall it be in the day when the Son of Man is revealed. Did you hear it? Ah, yes, we are living in a day when this can happen. As one German scientist has testified, it is now possible to depopulate the earth in 24 hours. The atomic device that was exploded over Hiroshima and Nagasaki are midgets compared with today's nuclear weapons. The Soviet Union boasts that its super bomb is 5,000 times the power of our earlier bombs. The Apostle Peter would remind us, "The day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in the which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also and the works that are therein shall be burned up." Then writes Peter, "Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought ye to be, and all holy conversation and godliness, looking for and hasting unto the coming of the day of God, wherein the heavens being on fire shall be dissolved, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat." There's every evidence to indicate that great destruction will one day be rained upon our cities, even as fire descended upon Sodom. Whether man or God brings on this end-time destruction is not for us to predict. But of this, my friends, we are certain. There is the possibility of escape from coming judgment, and the rewards of the faithful will find new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. Well, many are putting up buildings of one kind or another as though we're going to be here forever. We must realize this will all one day pass away. The only worthwhile investment is the proclamation of the gospel. Some building is necessary, but at the most it will only be temporary, whereas the preaching of the gospel is saving and transforming lives, and in causing many to escape coming wrath is the greatest achievement for which we should all strive. For Jesus said, "Heaven and earth shall pass away, but my word shall not pass away. So Peter similarly reminds us, we who are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, we according to his promise look for new heavens and a new earth, wherein dwelleth righteousness. I think we can safely say that we who are saved are looking up, not for satellites to explode or bombs to descend upon us. Rather, we're looking for Jesus to come. Somehow I believe before the vials of wrath are poured out upon the earth that Jesus will remove his bride, the true church of born-again believers, from this scene of conflict. I'm not saying that we'll not suffer sorrows or troubles of one kind or another, for in times of tribulation, in times of persecution, the saints are purified. Well, just what should be our position as believers? Sit back and relax to the tune of Jesus is coming soon? Indeed not, my friends. This should be our busy time, witnessing and working, praying and persevering. Our Lord said, "Occupy till I come." Again he urged us, saying, "Watch ye therefore and pray always, that ye may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man." Lest anyone become complacent or careless, we would point out that our Lord did not promise escape from coming catastrophe, except upon faithful and diligent watchfulness. May we ask today, have you ever prayed that you will be ready when Jesus comes? Or do you take this for granted? We're not asking, are you saved? For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It's the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Yes, we are saved by grace, by believing on the Lord Jesus Christ, trusting him as our Savior. However, when Jesus comes, we read, "Behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me to give every man according as his work shall be." We are not saved by our works, but it is our works that shall be rewarded when Jesus comes. Again, to be ready for our Lord's return, we need to be holy. In fact, the Apostle Peter reminds us here, in view of the day of the Lord, we are to be diligent, that we be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless. In a day when many who call themselves Christians are living in known sin, in lust and pride, immorality, following the pleasures of this world, given over to impure passions and immodesty of dress, having evil habits of one kind or another, when the Scripture plainly says that if we're really looking for new heavens and a new earth where righteousness prevails, that we're now to make such preparation that when Jesus comes we will be ready. My Bible says, "Follow peace and holiness, without which no man shall see the Lord." And it says, "The pure in heart shall see God." So if we want to be ready, the call of God is to holiness of life, our profession living up to that which we claim to possess. Finally, in view of our Lord's return, the call of God is to implicit obedience to God. Hear me, beloved. On one hand, the Bible firmly establishes the fact that the moment we believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, his wrath is removed from us. As Paul writes to the Thessalonians, we wait for the Lord Jesus Christ from heaven, which delivered us from the wrath to come. Once we are saved, God's wrath is lifted, providing we walk in obedience. Why was it that many were drowned by the flood in Noah's day? Was it on account of their ignorance of coming destruction? Indeed not, for God's servant was faithful in warning the people of a coming flood. The Bible says it was on account of disobedience that found many going down to a watery grave, while Noah and his family were spared. So I believe it will be when the Lord Jesus comes. Rapture is the reward of readiness. In Noah's time, those who were ready went into the ark and the door was closed. So at the coming of the Lord Jesus, those who are ready will be caught up to be forever with our blessed Lord. Readiness for our Lord's return means walking in the light as he is in the light, with the blood of Jesus cleansing us from all known sin, keeping us ever ready. Does not the Scripture say of those looking for Christ's coming, "Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself, even as he is pure"? Ah, yes, indeed, if we're really looking for the Lord Jesus, we will make such preparations so as to be ready. And how are we purified? Peter again reminds us, "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit." Ah, yes, obedience, obeying the Word of God, obeying the promptings of the Holy Spirit. This is vital, this is necessary, if we are to have a sense of security and readiness for Christ's return. In Ephesians, after warning of the sins of the flesh, fornication, uncleanness, even foolish talking, the apostle declares, "Let no man deceive you, for because of these things cometh the wrath of God upon the children of disobedience. Be not ye therefore partakers with them. Did you hear it? Oh, today let us obey God. The hour is growing late. Jesus is soon to come, and his admonition to one and all is, Be ye therefore ready, for in such an hour as ye think not, the Son of Man cometh.
Thank you for listening to Ray Brubaker's Classic Radio. For a free audio of this message, visit raybrubaker.com on the internet. May God richly bless you is our prayer.